Early next week, Irma will make her presence felt in the Carolinas, and it's safe to say her stay will not be a pleasant one. But the severity of the storm's impact on the region remains unclear. Still, emergency preparations in both states continue. In a moment, we'll hear the latest from South Carolina. But first, WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on what North Carolina officials are saying about the storm.
If you look at the hurricane projection maps that are now a prominent presence on social media and cable news channels, it would seem that North Carolinians could breathe a bit easier. Today, Governor Roy Cooper warned us not to let our guard down just yet.
Things are looking better for much of North Carolina with Hurricane Irma, but we are not yet in the clear.
Hurricane models now show Irma will likely swing left, hitting just the western section of North Carolina. But there are two things to know about these models. Here's state meteorologist Katie Webster with the first.
It is important to remember that the forecast cone is not an impact cone, but instead a prediction of where the center of the storm may go. Impacts can still be felt far from the center.
And that leads us to the second thing you should know. Irma is roughly the size of Texas. Webster says much of North Carolina could indeed be affected by the storm.
These impacts include heavy rain, gusty winds, isolated tornadoes, mountain landslides, inland and coastal flooding,
and of course, power outages caused by the rain, winds, and downed trees. Again, Governor Roy Cooper.
Because this storm could still impact any part of our state, the state of emergency is still in effect and will remain so until the threat has passed.
On Sunday, North Carolina officials will open two staging areas, one in Greensboro, the other in Asheville, to serve as a gathering area for supplies and first responders. A representative from FEMA will also arrive in North Carolina on Sunday, just in case. In addition to this, all NCDOT construction will be stopped at 7 p.m. tonight, a move to free up the roads, Cooper said, for current evacuees from other states heading north or for North Carolinian evacuees if it comes to that. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.
And I'm Alex Olgan. In South Carolina, too, things are looking a bit less dire. But Governor Henry McMaster warns there may still be flash flooding, high winds, and power outages across the state. But he says fewer healthcare facilities need to evacuate patients.
Based on new information, I have rescinded the portion of the executive order issued yesterday that required the mandatory evacuation of healthcare facilities for some of the counties. Not all, but some.
McMaster says healthcare facilities in a few of the southernmost coastal counties around Beaufort still need to evacuate. He's waiting till he learns more information about the storm's track this evening to decide whether to start evacuating residents. With traffic from Floridians and Georgians heading north, McMaster says there are about 65,000 more cars on the roads today. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.